It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
The thing of the day. Twilight come a moment before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Hey, where are the white women at?
I'm picking up a vessel of unknown origin.
It's a Chevy van.
Your phone is ringing. La-di-da-do, la-di-da-do-do.
Not even supposed to be here today.
Spray that shit.
Ugh. Hey, everybody. Remember us? The Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com. That's the website. And Derek, with me, finally, is Matthew.
It's the Aristosplats.
Oh, yeah.
We... Kevin... And, Steve.
Ooh.
Stop!
That was...
Jesus.
Oh, we're back.
Yeah, we are. It's been a while, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
A little too long.
I'm gonna start banning phones.
Disgusting!
What's wrong with CWE? Oh, it's back.
Yeah, it's back up.
Happy birthday, Clutch.
Yes, it's the boss's birthday.
Crappy birthday.
You old douche.
Yeah. I did not get to have that drink with him in Wildwood.
Why not? Because Derek avoids people because Derek's a pussy.
Well, there's that.
And you were too busy out on the beach getting that tan?
You know it. Yeah, it was a little complicated. Not a very good week either. Half the week was pretty shitty.
Yeah, it was cloudy.
It was cloudy, rainy. It would just start raining in the middle of the day and then go away and then... The fucking beach looked like Silent Hill. It was just all fog.
Mm. Did your mom ride any mules?
Not that I know of. If you know what I mean. But other than that, yes, it was a lovely time. What'd you guys do?
Well, I had a vacation myself.
Oh, yeah, where'd you go?
Comp room in AC. So
yeah.
Spent a night down there. Played some blackjack. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, did you win?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Well, I mean, at least enough to make it worth it.
So you didn't lose.
Didn't lose.
At least enough to cover the comp room.
Yeah. Which, by the way, a comp room still costs $13.
Fuck that. I would walk out.
I'd walk out.
You know what? You got to pay tax?
Yeah.
That's like when you win a car.
Double tax?
If you ever like win a car, you have to pay all kinds of taxes and stuff on it.
Yeah.
Before you get it.
You win anything.
Fucking Oprah.
Thanks. Yeah, everybody wins a bill for the tax on this car.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
And then I spent two nights in Seaside at the Sunset Motel, which was gorgeous.
That sounds shady.
Oh, it was really nice.
I'm just saying it sounds shady. I'm sure it was lovely.
It was great.
I got you wouldn't be there if it wasn't nice.
Yeah, it wasn't legit.
Well, you know, I was
You're
actually
a classy guy.
I was actually there because the guy who manages it is a big fan of the FWF.
And by the way, I signed his left breast the other day.
You did.
Nice. I have that picture.
Yeah. I should put that up on the Facebook.
So did you get a free room? Did you get a talent discount?
No. Come on. Free room for two nights.
Yeah?
No. Actually, he really nice guy. It was on my birthday. We went out to the boardwalk and we were doing some shit, right? And then me and the chick come back to the room. And he had, like, a cake and a birthday card in there waiting for me.
That's creepy.
And a bottle of wine.
And you're like, how the fuck did you get in here? You didn't touch my unmentionables, did you?
It's his hotel.
I know.
But he's a cleaning
bottle
staff.
Of wine.
I
rooms anyway.
Interesting first day in Wildwood. I was there. had the kid with me. I had a hotel room.
On the beach, getting tan?
On the beach. I had a hotel room. My family rents a house. House has one bathroom. There was eight people there.
So you didn't stay with them?
Just all pissing and shit.
I had my hotel room. And the first night...
Actually, because Derek wanted his own toilet.
That's exactly why.
Whoa. Nice.
Absolutely. First night, the kid stayed with me. Slept in the bed. No problem. I get up around 4 o'clock in the morning. I just kind of stagger around. And then he comes out and he goes, there's something on my hand. And I look and his hand is covered in shit.
Well, you shit on his hand?
No, I didn't.
Why did you do that?
He was in the other bed. I didn't shit on his
hand. Doesn't matter.
And it was like dried. So it was there for like hours.
Okay, so when you say shit, you mean feces.
Yes. And I'm just like, what did you do? What he does is sometimes, you know.
No, I don't even want to hear it.
No, when you're sleeping, you ever just like stick your hand down your pants?
Every night.
Why is there a load of shit on there?
Well, because I guess he was scratching his ass, fell asleep, and then he took a dump.
What? Come on.
So
he
I'm
really
just like,
does take after you.
Yeah. And I'm just like, okay.
Well, was it red or brown?
No, it was black.
It was like dark chocolate.
Yeah, because he doesn't go a lot to begin with. We're working on that. He holds it in.
Yeah.
For like a week,
dude. The worst kind of
and
shit.
And then it'll just be like an all day affair.
What?
But so
all day
yeah.
is going on.
Doesn't so
you have the opposite problem.
Every Thursday is Derek just takes off from work so his kid can shit.
It's so true. Wow. So I bring him in the bathroom. You know, I take everything off, put him in the shower. There's like no water pressure. It's like it's like a fucking it's like well water coming.
So you can't just blast it off.
Nope,
you gotta scrub it.
I gotta scrub it. So no. I get the towels and I'm scrubbing. With
it was
the,
like a, it was like 10 men with prostate cancer were pissing on you.
Yes, exactly.
Ew.
More like 8.
Okay.
And it just wouldn't come off. And finally, I get them all scrubbed.
What?
And then I'm just like, wait, is there more in the sheets? So I go over and I open up the sheets and there's the rest of it all in the
How
sheets.
How much?
I mean, it was a dump, but it was spread out, and he must have did it right as he fell asleep, because everything was dry. You could just—it was like flakes. It was there for hours.
You know, Derek woke up at 4 in the morning, going, "Oh God, I did it again.
This is not good.
This
Luckily,
is not what Folger smells like in the morning."
Yes.
Well, the best part of waking up. The benefit of shitting in the sheets is that you can just ball those up and take them down to the desk and be like, hey, I need new sheets.
And you can continue wiping with any clean parts.
Yeah. So I did the ball and I just put it at the foot of the bed and I'm like, I can't deal with this right now. Wow. So yeah, I tell my family what happens. They're like, well, you got to tell them. I said, well, what am I going to tell them?
Tell them what?
Yeah. Oh, they're shitting it. Like they don't speak English. Nobody there. It was all like, it was like little Havana there. So I just kind of left it there, hoping that they would, you know, sort it out while I was away.
You but left it there.
Sorted is right.
Yes.
I would have taken it to the nearest dumpster, a garbage can.
No, I mean, I don't really care.
Dumpster.
But so I go
you
back.
You better have left like a $100 bill.
I go back to the room, and they're just getting to my room.
Oh, boy.
Like, oh, no.
So now I have to be there when they come in. And I'm just sitting on there's like a living room area and then the bedroom. So I'm just in the living room on the computer. And they come in. I'm just like, yep. And they go in there, and they just walk out with it. I'm like, see you later. Sorry. I didn't say a word.
Best
and she rooted
God.
Through it, too, because I guess they kind of, like, separate them. So the pile was different as it was going out, so I knew she was rooting through it, and she probably saw it and was like, oh, God.
Oh, horrendous.
God.
So that was
interesting. I'm sure they've dealt with worse, though.
I'm sure they have. And the thing is, like, none of my son's stuff was there. It was all at the house. So there's no evidence of a child there. So it looks like I was sleeping in a bed, shit in it, and then jumped in the other bed and spent the night and then just tore the sheets off of one of the beds. And I didn't say a word.
This is despicable.
Yes.
Can you believe the gringo shit in the sheets?
And then she left her number for you.
Yeah. So you call me anytime. I'll lick it up for you.
Oh, fecophiliax.
And the towels and, oh, God, it was a mess. It was a mess. Terrible.
But the way he reported it to you was like, oh, something happened.
Well, I was looking, I was looking at him, and I'm like, oh, no. And he's just got his hand up. I'm like, don't touch anything. And he just goes, this is a sticky situation. Yes, yes, it is.
Oh, shit.
More than you'll ever know. Just wait until I have
to. Situation.
It was like trying to get spackle off of him. It was just. It was
caked on thick crap.
Yep.
It was just pure crap.
Yep. Just potato flake crap.
Kid crap.
Kid crap. KK.
Oh, God. Kid crap.
Well, hey, look at the bright side. Didn't you shit the rest of the vacation?
Yeah, I actually shat twice. More. So. Any shit in your hotel room?
Just no, just a jacuzzi tub.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was nice. No feces, though.
Oh, no. I was going to say, you shit in a jacuzzi tub? Awesome.
I mean, I tried to, but it just wasn't coming out.
I know. I
usually loosens you all up.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Tell you what, though, while we're talking about delicious things, that French Quarter buffet at Showboat. Oh, boy.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was something else.
Damn.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Atlantic City in a long time.
Let's all go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's see the show live from there.
That's it.
We'll see you all again in 2 hours.
Live from the crappy free Wi-Fi. Actually, it would probably be pretty hellacious getting there today.
Hellacious.
What makes you say that?
Traffic?
Right now?
Well,
going south?
Actually coming
south?
Back. No. North.
Did you see that deal that Revel's doing?
Who?
Revel.
What's that? The
it's
casino?
It's I believe it's the newest casino. Some guy bought the land when property was still worth something, and now it's worth shit, and the casino's bankrupt and doing whatever they can to try to stay afloat. So now, what's the deal?
They're reimbursing your losses on the slot machines.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
If you win, you take it home. If you lose, they reimburse you.
Oh.
So you got to come back and keep playing.
So what are they trying to make
money
off?
Yeah, not giving
you
cash back in your pocket.
That'd be nice.
Oh, okay. So they give you credit for the next time?
Yeah, but if you lose 20, you get a $20 voucher. I mean, you just keep doing it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
There's got to be a catch.
Well, I guess they're making money off of other stuff.
Well, the catch is you keep losing it until you go home.
Yeah, or you just have a bunch of vouchers that you don't want to use anymore.
Well, I guess, yeah. I don't know. I don't like the whole gambling thing.
Now, it's a little too... don't have that expendable cash.
You know what the thing is, Derek? Most people who do it don't got it.
Nope.
Hmm. And the only people that win are the ones that aren't afraid to lose it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I don't understand the whole sit at a slot machine and keep pushing buttons and pulling levers.
It's all chance.
I do greatly enjoy blackjack.
Okay.
Because I kind of, I don't know, and I know it's not true because it's still just as much chance, but I feel like I have a lot more control over my
money
when doing
best
that.
Best odds in the house.
You actually, technically have more control over certain card games.
And I've never really lost money playing blackjack.
That's good.
I'll always do my initial amount, and then once I get that back, put it aside, and then everything else I keep playing with.
Real easy to piss people off at the table, though.
Oh, yeah.
They're really...
Yeah, I'm sure people have gotten murked doing that fucking
shit. Oh, yeah. Like, because, you know, there's a system, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's understood.
Yeah.
You know, if you have this card, you do this. And if you don't do it, then the person next to you will be pissed.
Yeah.
Because now they either got a card they wouldn't have gotten,
yep,
or they're not getting a card that
they should have gotten.
They should have gotten. Mm-hmm. And everything's screwed up.
Yeah.
And people are crazy, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't played blackjack at a table for that reason.
There was one great table I was at while we were waiting for the buffet to open, where there was this one old lady who you could tell spent a lot of time at these tables, and then a girl who'd never played before with her boyfriend behind her coaching her, and then me. And this lady was just ripping into this girl. Now don't bet on that. You're a fucking idiot. Why would you hit there? What's the matter with you? The dealer's showing this. What's wrong with you?
Just trying to help her out.
Yeah. And eventually I'm just like, yeah, I'm gonna find another table.
Yeah.
Do her a favor. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, I don't dig the whole surly Clutch says I can milk a $20 bill at the penny slots for hours. Here's the problem with penny slots. They're not really a penny.
No.
Because you do the max bet, and it comes out to, like, what, $3-4 sometimes? You get the nickel slots, could be $7-9. Mm-hmm. Before you know it, boom. Everything's gone.
Yeah.
Then they get you, because you do, like, I'll just do a nickel.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, if you did 3 nickels, you would have won $20. And you're like, fuck.
Well, when we went down for that bachelor party a few months ago, I was at the slot machine because we had to be on it for 20 minutes to get our
points or whatever.
A comp room and all that shit.
Yeah.
And this guy, I sat next to this guy, and he gets up and leaves, and his black woman sits down next to me like 10 minutes later. And I look over and I go,
why
ma'am.
Why she had to be black?
Because she was. Oh. I go, ma'am, you're going to hit big on this machine. And she's like, why is that? And I'm like, well, for one, it's next to me. And I go, and for two, some guy just got up and left. I kid you not, not even five pulls later, she won like $400.
Nice. Pulls of what, your dick?
Yeah. Five tugs.
And what Steve's really trying to say is he paid her to jerk him off.
Nice. Because
she was black.
Well, I won big.
And then she just cashed out and left.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, thanks for the fucking
tip. Thanks for the payout.
Thanks for giving me at least a dollar, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting to a point. It used to actually be somewhat of an effort to play a slot machine. No. You had to put the coins in.
Yeah.
You had to pull the thing. Put it in. Pull mm-hmm. the thing.
Now it's all.
You had to have a bucket for all the fucking quarters. Now they got the tickets, and it's just all buttons. Mm-hmm.
But it used to be like a thing you would do that had like all these different things that you would do.
It was part of the experience.
Now it's just like, oh, here.
And you can order your beer from the machine.
Yeah, that I love because I figured out exactly where to play slots in Bally's to get your drinks right away.
Yeah.
I think that's what's like ruined casino.
Yeah, it's turning into like the fucking the future from WALL-E. It's just going to be like telepathy slot machines now.
Yeah.
And I think you feel like you have less chance of winning when it's all electronic.
Well, the thing I don't like
is you didn't do anything. You hit a button and your money's gone.
There are all these video ones where there's just so much going on. It's like, how do you even keep up with what you're just mindlessly pushing a button and watching your money disappear.
Yeah. That's it.
Hate it.
Yep.
Now blackjack.
Wow.
Yeah. Then you're just throwing it away.
Yeah.
And you're watching it go.
Aggressively.
And the best is when you play blackjack with five of your friends.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they're all like, don't hit there. Hit there. Boom. And then you win. And then you're all slapping fives. And then you're fucking showing each other penises.
And slapping one with the penis.
Yeah.
And then you have this fucking straight up the boat fucking Korean. And Kev's like, where are you from? China?
No.
Some shit like that.
No, that's not how it went. No. I asked her where she was from. And she's like, what do you think? And I think I said Hoboken.
Parts unknown.
I was just going to say that.
And then she just put her hands on her hips and, oh, come on.
I'm from Korea.
Yep.
Some were very bright. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Sun's in your eyes all day?
Hey, what do you use to blindfold an Asian? Thread.
Yarn.
It's true.
So anyway.
So 2 week lull and that's all we got.
Yeah, that's it. Good night.
I got an interesting story from yesterday.
Oh, yes. Oh? Please do.
Well, do you know about this one, Derek?
Is this the robbery?
Yeah.
You got robbed?
Yesterday's got robbed?
On
Somebody
Sunday,
stole a machine.
On Sunday, there was a Smash Brothers tournament. And some kid won the tournament, and he had a friend with him who was like 16. And he decided to steal 3 Mario Party games and Conker's Bad Fur Day for N64. They're all very popular, and they're starting to get a little harder to find, a little more expensive on eBay.
And I mean, we're talking, I think one of them they said was $250 bucks it's going for online?
It could be. Well, he just estimated it like $200 for all 4 of them, it was definitely a little more than that. So he's got the kid on camera coming in.
The winner stole it?
The winner of friend, the friggin'...
The winner's friend.
I thought it was the winner, the actual
guy
who won
it. He was involved, but the winner's friend stole it. So,
well, he was winning and being the decoy.
Yeah.
The actual crime.
Kinda, yeah. So he's got the kids coming in at the same time. He's got them leaving at the same time. Sitting together during the grand finals of the tournament. And also
mapping out a blueprint of the building together.
Also hanging out together while the one kid is
propelling from the ceiling.
Yeah, the one kid's you know, thumbing through the games. So he gets all these games, puts them in his bag.
Well, not just that, he was looking up the games on his phone.
Yes,
the proprietor of
Yesterday's. Well, we think that's what he was doing.
He believes that he was looking up prices,
checking up prices,
and pocketing them.
So. Yeah, so he winds up stealing these games.
Allegedly, come on.
Allegedly. And so he tells me about it, and I'm like, well, we got to ask the other guy who runs the Smash tournaments to give us a list of the players that were there so we can narrow it down, figure out who it was. So we didn't have like real names or anything, but we managed to get in contact with the kid who won the tournament. And he tried to play dumb, a little bit at first.
What?
you know, like he didn't know what was going on, and then... in the same breath, while saying that he doesn't know what's going on and like accusing Ken of blackmailing him, he's just like, "But I'll see if I can maybe get you the $200, you know, to cover it." It's like, if you didn't think you did anything wrong, why would you offer somebody money, you know, to shut him up or whatever?
Just get him off your back, man.
Yeah, corporations do it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, these are like 16, 18-year-old kids. They don't got $200.
IRS does it.
Throw away. So so he's going back and forth with Ken, like 20 text messages. And Ken's like sending me all the messages. And finally the kid, you know, the kid's like getting really brass, you know, really, you know, saying shit that he shouldn't be saying. Ken just keeps saying the same thing to him over and over again. Just
fuck
like,
you, suck my dick?
Yeah. he's like, just return the games and this all goes away. Return the games and I don't have to get, you know, I don't have to get the cops involved. I don't have to get your parents involved. Just return the games by midnight when the store closes Sunday. Just get them to me then. You know, and then the kid keeps coming back.
Well, like come back like hard, like a hard ass?
Yeah, being an asshole.
Like, yo, you want to fight, motherfucker? Like that?
Not like that, but like, just, you know, basically saying like, oh, how can you accuse me? I wasn't involved. I don't even know if he stole anything, you know, but I'll find out what happened, you know. And, if
and I'll give you
$200. And I'll give you
$200. So there was like no like loud crunching at him saying, yeah, that was a fun game.
Well, so it must have been, Ken must have said 5 or 6 times, almost the same exact text message. Just do the right thing. We all make mistakes, return the games, and this all goes away.
And keep in mind, no he problem. Has him on tape doing
he's
this.
He's got him recorded. He's got him on video.
Yeah, on color.
Color, full motion video. Yes. There's no way he can deny it. You know, and the kid's like, well, I'm up in Boston. He's like, I don't even know if I can get in touch with him. You know, and he's just like, dude, I know you know the kid. You came with the kid. You left with the kid. You know him. You have his contact info. So he's
like, it's 1987. Yeah, exactly. You could just call him or text him.
Yeah. Then the kid claimed that his phone was erased recently or something. Whatever. He's like, well, guess what? He's like, if you don't get this kid to give the games back, then you're going to be responsible for him. You know. And so he wound up getting the kid's number, and he called the other kid, the 16-year-old, and he's like, hi, this is Ken from Yesterkades. He's like, I understand you were at the Smash Brothers tournament on Sunday. He's like, did you have a good time? He's like, oh, yeah, I did. He's like, well, I didn't, and here's why. And he goes, he's like, I know that you were involved in stealing some of my games. And the kid, you know, initially, tries to deny it.
What?
And Ken's just like, no. He's like, I got you on tape. I know that you stole them, and I want you to tell me which games you stole. And he's just like, Mario Party 1, 2, and 3. Wrong answer. And Conker's Bad Fur Day, but I already gave it to one of my friends.
And he's this is new information.
Yeah, he's like, you're going to have to get it back, or you're going to have to reimburse me the $80. So the kid's like, kid's just like really embarrassed. He's like crying on the phone and shit. Ken's just like, he's just like, Ken reveling in this. And he's like, just do the right thing. He's like, get me the games back by Sunday, midnight. He's like, and this is all going to go away.
Now, is this
you're
tonight,
all
going to
get off scot-free. Tonight, meaning tonight, midnight, yeah. And the kid's like, well, he's like, I don't know if I can get the other game back. He's like, but if you give me till Tuesday, he's like, I can mail him to you. And he's just like, nope. He's like, do you still live at? And he gives the kid his own address. And he's like, I'll be right there. He's like, and you better have those games ready for me. So he winds up going there. He gets the 3 games back and $80 to replace Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Nice. Was that today? So,
that was yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah. So he had it all taken care of. Posted a picture.
Yes.
I'll ring up a picture of the
Yeah.
of the games and post. There it is.
I like a happy ending.
Sure.
Oh, why not? Oh,
well, we don't like unhappy endings.
No.
Did the parents give the money or did the kid have money?
I'd assume that the kid got the money from his parents and was like, oh, I fucking stole fucking games from the arcade. And the guy found out, and he actually came to the house. So
I've played Mario Party.
Yeah,
it's not that fun.
Yeah, it blows.
Apparently they are. I've never played them, but apparently they're pretty popular. So there they are. Those are the games, and there's the money.
Oh, that's the actual.
Yeah.
That's some cash.
Those are sitting on his seat from when he was driving back home.
At Yesterkades, they have Xbox there, I guess.
I'm assuming.
Can you sign in as your own personal profile there?
I don't think so.
Can you steal?
I don't know if they allow it.
Oh boy, Mario Party. I don't get it.
Yeah. He said that he's had a few people steal like $10 games, like disc games from like the newer systems, and he's let it go. But he said this was just a little bit too much because these games are getting more difficult to find.
Yeah.
They actually had to implement a new system last year for the in case people stealing games, where the boxes for the games are on the shelf, but there's no games in them. So you have to go to the desk, and they get you the game.
It's like a video store.
Yeah, and you give them your driver's license, your ID, or whatever.
Ah.
That'll
work great for 16-year-old kids.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they get student IDs and stuff. Yeah. But
blood samples.
Mm-hmm. If they don't return the game,
fucking
you have their student
Dexter
ID.
Dexter Rolodex.
Yeah.
Clink, clink, clink.
So.
Nice.
Yeah.
I guess the system he should try now is where you say, I want to play this game, and he inserts it.
Well,
ooh. And like in a case in a case system, you know what I mean?
I don't know if he wants to go that far.
Yeah, a lot of these games are just
yeah. The having to give them the disc every time and take it back and everything, it is a hassle.
Yeah,
But they have to do it because there's too many games.
Way to ensure your product.
Yeah, so he's probably just gonna have a camera put right on the shelf. With all the games, so that like,
you know what you should do? You should put a sign up there that said, "Smile, you're on camera." I love it when they do that.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
The
one kid though was like, he was just upset that he got caught. He's like, "This is fucked up, but I'll help you out.
I'll do you a favor.
Don't act like you're doing me a favor. I know that you're doing my friend a favor, but you know, it's just, you know, it's really fucked up." And Ken's like, "Well, you should have thought about that, you know, before you put the games in the bag. And maybe you should have taken a look around and see the 20 cameras that are watching you from the moment you enter to the
literally
moment you leave."
Yeah. I saw the screen. I was like, that's a lot of fucking cameras.
Yeah, there's a lot of cameras.
I got scared because one of them was like infrared, and it was on you, and it looked like you were wearing a white shirt.
Oh.
I was like, oh, my God.
No.
It's the ghost of Matt.
Infrared.
Bizarro Matt.
Yeah. So.
What it was the infrared just seen through his black shirt, and that was his skin.
Yeah, it was an X-ray camera.
I was going to say, did I have black skin?
Probably, yeah. I don't know.
So speaking of getting caught on camera.
Uh-oh!
While I was on my vacation.
Oh, they're going to talk about the airplane that crashed.
Oh.
No. Oh, go ahead.
I stopped at the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum on the Atlantic City Boardwalk.
Yes!
And when you first walk in, there's a little area with a mirror that was some fact about the amount of people who can contort their tongues in different ways.
Yeah.
Mm. And you sit there and you check it out in the mirror. And then as you progress on, you find out that there is you're being recorded while you're there. And you can fast forward and rewind through the footage of the different people acting like an idiot in front of it. And then as you continue even further on, you wind up on the other side of this mirror to find out it's not a mirror at all. It's one of those, you know, what they call two-way glass, one way, you know, whatever, where we can see you, but you can't see us.
Yes.
And on the side where you can see the people, it says monkey exhibit.
Oh.
Silly enough, right? You know, the people there making dumb faces. And, well, I just happened to be there at the appropriate time when a black family is on the opposite side of the glass.
Oh, no.
You took a picture?
And I immediately scrambled to get my phone and take a picture.
Yeah. It's very cute.
I would love,
he
said. Score.
I don't know. You think we should put it up?
I guess so.
Should we?
Yeah, let's go to Dave.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're not. You can't really tell.
Closer.
Yeah.
Closer.
Yeah, you got a nice, like, red. Sorry. Nice, like,
now tilt it a little
good.
Bit.
That's good.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Oh, that was unfortunate.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, you can do funny things with that tongue,
good
baby.
Lord. Dusty Rhodes there?
Yeah. Most unfortunate.
Dusty Rhodes, also a black family from the South.
Yes, himself.
I wish there was a camera on that side to see how quickly I scrambled to get my phone. And, and then I go to take a picture. I'm like, no, flash. I need the flash.
And then run away.
You all right?
No, you're good.
Good.
Your remote might not be. Your controller.
Man.
Oh, Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yeah.
So did you believe it or not?
There was another cool thing in there.
Oh,
where, there was this this trunk, and it says open but beware or something like that. And I go to lift it up, and
black people in it?
Yeah. How'd you know? I just hear this awful, like, and I look down and I realize that, like, as you open it, there's supposed to be like a gust of wind that shoots up on you, mm-hmm. but my foot was over the piece for it. But everyone just heard the weird sound. I'm like, what was that? What was that? And I'm like, I'm not opening it again. There's something really weird in there. And I slowly back up, waiting for somebody else to open it.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that the person who opened it was a girl in a skirt.
Oh! Oh.
Yeah.
Hello.
Peekaboo.
Yeah. Marilyn Monroe, actually.
Full bush, huh?
Yeah.
Did you get a picture of that?
She was seven.
Oh. Oh. Whoops a daisy.
So fuzz.
Come on. Racist pedophiles.
Yup.
Speaking of some underage people, what is this? Somebody wrote a letter. The Loop is a New York website or something, and they wrote this letter to the editor. It says, today I was almost kicked off the grounds of the Homics Municipal Pool in the town of, oh God, Mamaroneck, because my daughter, a three-year-old, wasn't wearing proper swim attire. Basically, she was wearing a bikini without the top. She was 3 years old, and they... and they told him to they told him to leave because his daughter was topless. Well.
But they asked the daughter to stay. They told him to leave, but not her.
Beat it, old man.
Yeah. So they basically asked him to leave.
Leave. Yeah. And leave your topless toddler behind. She'll be fine with us. We'll take great care of her.
Guy's name is Larmont? Larchmont? Would that just be Lamont?
Lamont.
Lamont.
French.
Lamont.
Mm. I get a little awkward when the kids start getting older and they're walking around naked. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, because that happens, especially in pools and stuff. Mm-hmm. You just see a little kid walking around, a little girl. It's it is awkward.
It is awkward.
So, I mean, I wouldn't kick the people out, but I would say, listen, you're in a public place.
I even hate when people post pictures on Facebook of their topless toddlers.
Yeah, I feel dirty after that.
You know, it's just weird.
Yeah. Topless Toddlers.
Yeah.
That's the name of the show.
No, it's not.
No.
Anything
that'll
but.
That'll get some hits.
Yeah. Not the kind we want.
Hey, maybe we'll entertain them enough that they'll stay.
Yeah.
Regardless of the lack of toddler titties.
There's some woman who got kicked out recently of, I don't know, like a pool club. Or
was
like
she
a,
topless?
Well, no, but... She has just recently lost 100 pounds.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah. Oh, she left it in the pool?
Yeah.
She's got a huge shit in her.
Yeah. And they
kicked
her out.
Maybe we have to take that with you.
Yeah, she lost 100 pounds. Uh-huh. She got a nice little bikini. And then they told her she had to put something else on.
Why, because her skin was gross?
She had big floppy tits. That's about it.
She had really big tits.
Yeah.
And it was just a little too revealing.
It wasn't even that revealing.
No,
it was just like they just didn't want to see our unsightly body.
Wait, is there a picture of this unsightly body?
Sure. I think there was.
Unsightly? Bet that bring.
XSplit is like giving me shit right now. I might have to close it.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it doing?
The latest news window opened up and now it's like stuck. It's frozen.
Go for it.
Still going.
Yeah.
Never again.
Still on YouTube.
Well, I can't change any of our scenes.
It's just on
me.
Yeah. That sucks. All right, well, I have the video for this. I'll wait until you
let me
restart.
Shut down.
I want to see this former fat broad. I want to see the titties.
Where is she?
Former fat.
She's titties. She got more ripples in the wave pool.
Some ripple, more ripples than nipples.
She's got more
She's got ripples on nipples.
Where the titties? Where they at?
Where titties? Where they at? I don't know what this is going to do, if this is going to fuck up the video.
Of course it will.
Oh, yeah.
The recording.
Yeah.
You know it will.
That's all right.
I'm going to start talking in my natural voice from now on.
Oh yeah? Is that your natural voice?
I'm going to talk in mine, too.
I guess I'll have to start talking in mine.
What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all?
What's up, y'all?
Y'all. I smell blue cheese over there. Bacon strips.
Yeah, I don't...
Don't mind us. We're just...
I don't even know. I don't even know if it's like playing... audio.
Blooming on you.
All right, I'm killing XSplit. See ya.
Killing. Oh, there it goes. It's gone.
All right.
What happened?
All right. After these messages.
After these butt barfs.
Mm. Hey, what happened?
So,
it's okay, Fred
Willard.
Talk
amongst yourselves.
It's okay, Fred Willard. We'll get back to you in a second.
I got nothing.
No?
What?
Topless toddlers?
Steve and I have had some of the best wrestling matches we've ever had together.
Really?
We've been on a roll.
Yeah.
It looks like you're recorded. Yeah, it got it.
You know what it is. We're getting to the point now where we don't even really have to verbally communicate. Just like nods and winks to do.
Finally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sign language.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
There.
We're back.
A, B, C, D.
Butt barfing.
I like the movie Do where it turns into the bulldog.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Huh? When he's going to start
Kev does something, throws him into you, and you bulldog him?
No, it's a DDT.
Not bulldog, DDT. Sorry.
When are you going to start doing the Shaker Heights spike?
Next show.
When are you going to do the Legion of Dudes?
That's the next show. Everyone's got to buy a ticket and see.
Always next show.
No, it was never the next show until now.
Is it the next show?
Yeah.
It's like when a bar has a sign that says free beer tomorrow. It's always free beer tomorrow.
That's fucking great.
Yeah.
I still want the fucking football pads.
With checkers on them instead of spikes?
Yes.
Spike checkers. All right, so we're back up?
Yeah.
Okay, let's... thank you. Thank you. Let's get this fat ass here. Former fat ass, sorry.
A new at 10, an Independence woman says she was kicked out of a swimming pool today because of her full-figured body. Madeline Schaefer says she went to the Adventure Oasis Water Park this afternoon with family. After just a few minutes, she told us two teenage girls who work at the pool told her she would need to put on shorts. Uh-huh. Instead of doing that, Schaefer asked to speak to a manager. The manager came to the pool and told her that she had to cover up her lead.
Got a really
Schaefer says she
big
recently
rack.
Lost 100
I'm actually
pounds
more grossed out by her face.
Wow, that is big.
You know, when there's 16-18-year-old girls wearing just the same amount and no one's criticizing them or making
gross.
Them feel ashamed or making them feel uncomfortable in their bodies. It's summertime.
Because you're
pool.
Gross.
I'm wearing a swimming suit.
I'm wearing a swimming suit.
Leaders say it's
it makes
up to
sense.
Management at the pool
they
to
have
determine
swim
what they feel is appropriate or not. They don't feel like they discriminate
definitely
against
Jewish.
That suit is swimming
so
in your blubber
you
ass.
Check out the picture and weigh into the story by going to kshmedia.com/facebook
and
join that conversation.
She wasn't that bad.
No, she was terribly ugly.
But she was ugly. She's
terribly
an older
ugly.
Woman. She's an older woman. But she wasn't that bad. They just didn't
Matt,
want to see her
body. You're just obsessed
with
her big tits.
I think she's got
they
fake
were
boobs.
Big.
They
I
did
think
have,
fake.
They she does have gigantic tits.
Yeah.
That's no there's no question about that.
Well, I mean if
that's
she,
a fact.
If she lost a lot of weight. Yeah. I mean, that would have deflated. Maybe she's just gotten filled back up.
Maybe.
Yeah. You know? But what I'm saying is they just didn't want to see her body.
No, they didn't want to see her fucking face.
Well,
so they tell her to put shorts on, so I don't look at her face.
Mm-hmm.
Like she looked like a fucking disgusting like Wolverine.
Now
yeah,
she's
put on this Klan hood.
Now she's gonna open her own website and she's gonna be modeling her fat body
and like fucking Coors Light bottles.
And
all
she's
night.
Like super tan.
What's with you and tan people? Wow. Making fun of my black feet and everything.
Yeah, do you have black feet?
Mm.
Get those on there, Steve.
No.
So I don't think we weren't around for the Paula Deen scandal.
What did she do?
Racist. She said nigger like 23 years ago.
Yeah. Because a guy robbed her, according to her. And he was black.
Yeah.
Sort of black.
And that's the only time she's ever said it.
And it only came out because she apologized for saying it.
Why did she apologize?
Because she felt bad.
Because she's a public
because
figure.
Because she called a robber.
Yeah, yeah but... It was a long time ago.
Not only that, but I mean, I don't think you can find anybody
like,
who hasn't said it.
But it's like it was like weighing on her or something. Like
I don't know exactly how this whole thing
I
came
think
out.
It was.
I haven't read or listened.
Oh, well, you
to
know what it was?
It.
No, somebody in her restaurant,
kind
of sold her down the river and said that she was between her and her son abusing staff and stuff like that, and she wanted to have a plantation wedding. And on her estate, and she wanted to hire a bunch of black gentlemen to be servers, specifically black,
because
she wanted to do an old plantation wedding. So then all the racist stuff came out, and then they kind of cornered her and said, "Have you ever said the N-word?"
Mm. And well, yeah, that was this one time.
But, like, so what? It's worse that she wants to
there
have
was this one time back when it was acceptable.
It yeah.
And I think it would be worse if she just said, no, I've never said that.
It was okay because he was drinking from the wrong fountain.
I've never said the N word. I said spook once.
I call them moon jigaboos.
There's all kinds of gadgets in my drawers.
Oh, hell no. I'd never say the N word, but I said fucking spook. I said spear chucker once.
I didn't even say when that mooly robbed me at the bank.
And one time I burned myself on bacon grease and I said, you goddamn schwoogie.
I was baking some chocolate chip schwoogies.
And one time I had deep fried mud, baby.
My fry cook bit himself while eating a Tootsie Roll, and I didn't even comment. Oh, poor Paula Deen.
Yeah. One time I overcooked my chicken and I burnt it. And I said, that's dark. That is black as night. That's the worst I said.
Yeah, we're a little late to the party on this one. But
yeah,
I mean,
well, we weren't around.
I don't know. I just...
Paula. She's scary looking.
She's like a psychopath. There's a meme going around.
She's gotten really old in the last couple years.
There's a meme going around about her. You know, it said, you know, fired by the Food Network and all that bullshit for saying the N-word 24 years ago.
Oh.
But Lil Wayne gets to keep his job at his record label after stepping all over America flag and shit.
See, I thought you were talking about the meme where it's her holding a pie and it says, y'all niggas want some pie.
Y'all niggas want some pie and some grape soda.
I bet she does make some mean fried chicken.
And I bet she said the N-word more than once.
Probably.
You know what she's doing in that picture right there?
What?
She's looking at her. She's looking at herself in the mirror and going, my hair looks like some cotton. Come pick it.
Come pick it.
Oh, God.
I think what she's doing right there is she's looking up at some monkey swinging from a tree.
My great-grandpappy hung that nigga.
Jesus.
Grandpappy.
I mean, she's 66 years old.
Yeah. She said it back when it was legit okay to say it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And now there's somebody trying to blackmail her?
Oh, that's kind of right.
Oh, blackmail.
Is it a blackmail?
No. It says he was looking to make some dough off Paula Deen.
Food reference. Yeah.
But he bit off more than he could chew.
Oh, my God.
The FBI busted Thomas something or other in upstate New York Friday for charges... and he tried to extort Deen, the scandal-scarred former network star, for $250,000. The 62-year-old cooked his own goose when he emailed Deen's lawyer.
Is there really all these fucking gay references?
New York Daily News.
God damn.
Emailed Deen's lawyer and demanded cash in exchange for keeping quiet about the true and damning statements involving the television icon using the N-word in her business practices.
In her business practices.
Yeah.
This is only a media spin to keep racism alive.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Wait, isn't that the after picture of the guy who got his face eaten?
Yeah. Doesn't look like him.
Mm-hmm. I like how his
What's
nose
with that fucking
is cut
mustache?
Off. I like how his nose Good is cut Lord. Off in the one picture. Like, how do you do that?
The side profile.
Yeah, it wasn't on purpose either.
Yeah, we can't fit all your damn nose in the picture, sir.
I know.
Sir, could you lean your head back slightly?
Yeah, sir, could you tuck your chin, please? Oh, my God.
From the side, he looks like Bill Apter with like a Groucho Marx nose.
Hey, Pinocchio, back your head up a little bit.
Okay.
What a mustache.
That is quite the mustache.
It's impressive.
No, it's not. It's horrible.
Tell everyone you said nigger at work.
I'm telling them. I won't let you get away with this.
Remember when the fryer broke and you asked who nigger rigged it? I'm coming out with that.
I know you didn't say it. I said it, but I'm going to tell people you said it.
I'm jabroni.
Remember tell that everybody. Time everyone was on break and you said they were lazier than a pack of niggers?
I'll tell him.
Oh. I think he's got the King of the Hill voice going now.
No, wow. Bobby.
Oh, man.
Boo, shut up.
Yeah.
Now, Paula, remember when you said we're nothing but a bunch of slave-whipped Negroes?
Remember when you told Tyrone not to get any Jerry Curl on the French fries? Oh, my God. Chantel showed up late and you made her cut watermelon for an hour? Poor Paula.
Oh,
my parents went to her restaurant in Georgia. Yeah? They said it was literally the best fried chicken they've ever had. Mm.
Now, did the blacks sit in the back of the restaurant?
Yes.
Okay.
They actually have a bus in the restaurant.
They have a separate watering hole?
They have a bus in the restaurant, and you have to go to the back of the bus, and there's a little table.
Yeah, the little... I'll take a,
excuse me.
A two for smoking in the Rosa Parks section, please.
Ah, shut up. poor Paula. And she fired her agent.
Poor Paula.
Because I guess the agent wasn't doing much for her.
Well, I'm sure anytime something new would come out, the agent would just do this.
What are you doing? Just stop.
I can't. Just stop saying the N-word.
Yeah, just stop. Stop. My God. Unbelievable. Yet Guy Fieri is still on the Food Network.
You know, he's not even really a chef.
No, he was...
he did, like, infomercials and stuff.
Yeah. Well, he was, like, the first Food Network star thing. Yeah. That reality program they had.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I thought Yon Can Cook was.
What?
Yon Can Cook, so can you.
You don't remember that?
Yon Can Cook.
The fucking Chinese guy that cooked at the wok all the time?
Yeah.
That was on, like, PBS or something.
Oh, that wasn't Food Network?
I don't think so.
That Yon Can Cook was 30 years ago.
My dad was obsessed with that motherfucker.
Was that like
kid.
The Bob Ross of food?
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
He was like the Bob Ross of Chinese food, at least. My dad legit bought a wok because of this guy.
Okay.
Did he put goobers in it?
Goobers? First show, 1982.
Yeah. Is he still around?
No, he's dead, actually.
Is he?
He died a couple years ago.
Martin Yan is his name. He is still alive.
No, he died.
64 years old.
He's dead.
Nope, he's still alive.
Yeah, he's still there.
And he's an award-winning cooking show, Yan Can Cook. Oh, since 1978.
Oh, I tell you what, he looks like a million bucks, too.
He does. He looks pretty good. Mm. He's been cooking his food, so, you know.
Yeah. Lots of rice. Lots of rice.
Lots of it.
Just shut up, Paula.
Plenty of rice. Boku. Let's bring up picture. I don't know why we're talking about him. But
I don't know. I'm like looking him up.
I just thought he was the first TV food star.
Well, he kind of is.
Well, I would say, what's her name is? Julia Child.
She was huge.
She was an Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, how tall was she? 6'2"? I thought she was taller than that. That's a big lady.
That's what I think she is.
Look at his stupid face.
Yan Can Cook.
Like, you could just tell he shits in holes in the dirt.
Wow. We'll bring up Julia Child.
Yan Can Shit.
Low main shit in the hole.
Put the chicken in the marinade.
I'd like to hire him.
Yeah?
Hire him, yeah. Cook me some
pizza.
Some Chinese food.
Have him cook, like, you know, just stuff that he wouldn't cook.
Can you cook me some low main pizza, please?
Yeah, can you walk me up some ringdings?
Bake a cake. Just do it.
Yeah. Do you have any yellow mustard?
Yep, Martin Yan. There he is.
There he is.
Don't you like how they put makeup on him so it doesn't look yellow?
He's about as tan as Derek.
Sure.
Yeah.
Derek, you're tan as hell.
Well, you know.
Even your legs are tan.
Yeah. That's right.
Yup.
I still can't believe your balls touch the water when you shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
That's I've been suffering from that a lot lately.
There we go.
Yeah, the heat, my God.
Oh,
it's pretty bad.
Tripping over them.
Yeah.
Here's Julia Child.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who she is?
Oh, the fuck?
No.
She almost talked like Paul Bear.
I don't know who that is.
She's a big woman.
Oh.
She's all...
Oh, my foie gras!
She's dead.
She's very dead.
She's very dead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's dead.
No, she was like a spy actually. Or something.
Yeah.
She was a spy. What?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like World War One or some bullshit.
How do you guys know so much about this, bro?
Because she's been on TV for like 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that is at all.
No.
Okay. You would know if you saw her. They made a movie
I do
about
see,
her.
And I don't know her.
She was like the Mr. Wizard of cooking.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Wizard was a prick.
He was an asshole.
You ever see the clips of him like yelling at kids?
I love it. We should play that.
We should. I think we did.
Have we?
Years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, we'll use a refresher.
Mm. Yeah.
There's a new audience every 4 years.
We should actually watch the Scott Steiner subtitles. Those are funny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, good. Everyone listening can read them.
Right? Yeah. Yes. Could do that.
I think Rick Steiner's subtitles might be even better. Dogface Kremlin.
Those Steiner brothers could cut a fucking promo. I wish I had the foresight to act really dumb when I wrestled so that I could just cut really shitty promos and it'd be brilliant.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And wear headgear.
Yes.
I used to love these fucking things.
Steve's just playing with Legos.
She's listed 6'2".
No, I thought she was.
What a lie.
But she's big.
Her over. See what Celeb Height says. Mm. Celeb Height says 6'2".
That's a lie.
Now what comes up if you Google John's titties?
American celebrity chef in her latter years says she lost several inches. 1999, she said, I used to be 6'2", but I've shrunk a bit.
Matt, see what happens when you Google preteen tits.
Well, hold on.
Preteen tits.
You're not really doing
that, I hope. Let's see how tall Martin Yen is.
Not on my phone.
How tall do you think Martin Yen is?
Martin Yen? Who the fuck is that?
I'm saying 5'6".
I was going to say 5'7".
Is it the basketball player?
Wait, hang on. Who's Martin Yen?
Yen can cook.
Oh, he's a gooker.
What?
I'm going with 5'5".
Looks like he's not popular enough for that.
Nah.
It was usually just about anybody's height.
I said gooker. What?
He did say that.
I hate Chinese people.
He's Chinese, so he's not a gook. He's a chink.
Come on. What do you call a fat Chinaman?
A chunk. Chunk.
No.
Thank you.
See, I like that Kev's doing that because he used to contribute when he had Wi-Fi password. But now that he can't, now he's doing this.
Yeah, finding ways to do things.
Yeah.
Finding ways around the Wi-Fi. Change the game.
He's evolving.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I am too. I'm eating chicken wings.
Yes. Involving another stomach.
Wait now.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely small.
Yeah.
He's just barely taller than this little chick in this picture.
Yeah. 5'5".
Way to break the stereotype.
He's small.
He's like a little egg roll.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that might just be perspective. He could be standing further back than the rest of
He could be even shorter than that. Mm. All right. Anyway.
And can cook.
So there is this fella.
Uh oh.
Oh.
How old is he?
You don't say.
I don't know how old he is. Steve Eyre, E-Y-R-E.
Okay.
The proprietor of World of Superhero Shop in England, thought it was cool that the artist Andrew Vickers fashioned his paperboy sculpture out of old comics. So this artist guy made a big papier-mâché statue of a superhero. Mm-hmm. And he made it out of old comics. The problem is that the comics that he used were valued at about $30,000.
Oh, so that's amazing.
So
total for the statue or each?
He noticed the cover of a first edition of the Avengers on one leg and other valuable panels that could have fetched $30,000.
Wow.
Had they not been soaked in paste and slapped onto chicken wire. It would have been cheaper for Andrew to make this out of Italian marble.
I had and owned a ridiculously expensive fucking comic, and I sold it for nothing.
That's what? Interesting, because I had and owned a ridiculously expensive papier-mâché statue.
But he bought it for almost nothing.
I owned. I had and owned the very first Hulk comic.
Original
Hulk first episode.
Well, it wasn't actually printing. The comic. It was the original drawings on an open napkin.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was the pre-sketch.
I found an interview from 2004. The Trim and Tan Yan, who stands...
You're still talking about this guy?
Barely 5'5".
I told you!
Which means he might even be shorter than that.
Yeah, 5'5 with fucking little slippers on.
With a 10-foot dick.
Those little Chinese slippers, you know what I'm talking about? The black things?
Yeah, those things.
Jan can cook and Matt can eat.
Yes.
Yes.
What a combination.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's perfect.
You guys should get a fucking apartment together.
What were you saying, Steve? Where are we at?
The
now?
Little kicking shoes you said?
Yeah, those little black things.
Like little slipper shoes?
Yeah, the slipper shoes that kick in.
The Bruce Lee shoes?
Hey, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, Bruce Lee used to wear them. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Easy now.
I'm polishing off this Jim Beam since I don't think Kev will ever touch it again.
Never
again.
Probably not.
Bruce Lee slippers.
That was rough. That was a rough night.
I was drinking some feelings. It's okay.
I was worried about you.
Yeah. I was worried about me too. Yeah.
I was worried about me driving, so I just drove.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I drove through red lights or not.
You did. Mm. I got the tickets in the mail. But at least I got home safe.
I left Matt in the dust and my phone was dead. He had no idea where Kev lived. That was the worst.
I'm just going to keep driving.
Actually, my biggest fear was that you were going to just say fuck it and drive home.
I almost did. When I called both of you a couple times and I didn't get any answer, I was just like, I'm just going to drive around a little bit. I actually drove right past Kev's street once. I saw the name of the street. I was like, maybe I'm going to drive down there.
Sure enough.
Perfect.
So Paula Deen's a racist.
She is.
Yes.
Pretty good.
Got some slipper shoes up here.
What do you guys think about that Lil Wayne thing?
He's a douchebag.
So he danced on an American flag, big deal.
You know what?
It's his right as an American.
I don't agree with what he has to say, but I will fight for his right to say it.
Okay.
Wow, you fucking commie black bastard.
I don't know. I don't know if it comes down to his right to say anything, because it's not what he said. It's what he did.
Or do.
Did
you hear his excuse?
What was it? Oh, he said he didn't know it was there.
He didn't know it fell on the ground. Yeah. And he didn't know he was dancing.
He's looking like
it.
Right down at it in the picture.
He thought it was an area rug is what he said.
It really pulls the video together.
I remember when our friend Craig actually had a Israeli flag as his doorstep rug thing.
I don't think that happened.
His welcome mat. No, it happened. I don't care.
Oh, it was real.
I don't care.
It was a fact.
Oh, man. You guys are a bunch of racists. How do I get hooked up with you people?
I'm not a racist. Craig is.
Well, I met you through Steve.
It's true.
Yeah.
Sure.
Google Glass is getting a little bit of ink today.
Oh, yeah?
Who?
There was an arrest filmed on somebody's Google Glass.
What is Google Glass?
The glasses, the Google glasses.
Oh, you covered this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
So those things are really available now?
See these?
Well, they're...
Put your Google on them.
Yes. Yeah.
They're testing them. And this guy was in Wildwood, New Jersey on the 4th of July.
Was it Clutch?
No, wasn't Clutch.
Was he cleaning up his kid's shit?
That would be me.
Yes.
And he caught an arrest on his Google Glasses. Not a big deal, but it's the first time something like this has happened, and I'm sure it's going to keep happening.
Mm. Sure.
I don't know. That stuff doesn't really bother me, I guess. I mean, you could see people have it. It's not like... their contacts and you have no idea. I mean, they're pretty obvious.
How do you get them to record?
It's all in the glasses.
Yep.
So there's probably a button. I don't know.
So like,
so and the quality is there too.
So the girl at my gym that runs with the big titties, I could just
yeah. You just watch them.
I mean, it's dark there, but you can see him walking around the store. I mean, that's from his Google glasses.
Yeah.
Huh.
Imagine there's like a little
his go-go gadget glasses.
Imagine there's a little angle down an alley and see Derek getting head from a black dude.
Wow. Or vice versa.
Yeah, you could catch some fucked up shit with these, huh?
Yeah. Well, apparently somewhere in this video there's a fight and an arrest.
Yeah, those are just people.
There you go. We just talking. Yeah, there's the cops. And nobody has any idea. This guy's walking around filming everything.
Yeah, I just
is there legality about this, Matthew?
You're allowed to film in public, but I think there will be a problem with them when it comes to recording two people who don't know they're being recorded and being used against them.
Yeah, especially if you're peeking through their windows.
Yeah,
while they're fornicating.
But all this is perfectly legal. Everything duties. He's doing here, there's nothing that you can do about it. He might as well be holding a camcorder up and
now speaking of. People filming police.
Oh, yeah.
What about that dog?
You know what? Everyone's pissed off about the dog, but, you know, the dog went after the cop. Twice.
I posted about it, and it's true. I said, unfortunately, the dog was just doing its job, and unfortunately, the cop was just doing his.
Yep.
That's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm. It's sad. I watched it. It was
It was
sad.
Terrible. Terrible.
It would have been better if the dog just... if they just got him point blank in the head and the dog just dropped. But he didn't. He ran away and was crawling around on his back.
And just kicking for like a half hour.
Yeah, so it was pretty... And then
basically the cop should have shot it more
He put like 5 bullets in it.
No, no, no. Afterwards, yeah, when the dog's still kicking, he should have just annihilated it.
And I think that was all over the guy who was taping the cops.
Dude, now, I don't know if you know this, but people are sending out that cop's personal phone number and address on the internet. Internet is fucking evil as shit.
Sure it is.
And obviously I don't agree. Like, I love animals more than humans.
Mm-hmm.
But the cop was just doing his job.
Yeah.
I mean, the cop is, even Jamie said it best, like, a cop has to protect himself at all costs, no matter what. Yep. That's his job. And the dog did lunge for him.
Twice.
Now, there's other means the dog could, I mean, the cop could have tried his fucking pepper spray first. He could have used his bite stick.
No, it was a big bite Rottweiler.
Bite stick.
It wasn't a Cocker Spaniel. It was a fucking full-grown Rottweiler that jumped out of a car because they were arresting the owner.
Yeah, which he was doing his job.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
And the owner was like, what, 50-something years old?
Yeah, he was an older guy.
But he was being what Paula Deen would call a black guy.
Oh.
You know, and being a jerk off with his cell phone, you know what I mean? He didn't have to be doing what he was doing, basically.
No.
Speaking of black guys being jerk offs, what about the what about the UFC fight?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, I don't want to spend a lot of time on it because it's annoying. But what do you guys think?
I unfortunately missed it. I'm not up on what happened.
Well, I just saw the total fucking work.
Oh, obviously, work. Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
I didn't see anything.
Well,
the guy
Anderson Silva is. I guess pound for pound, probably the best fighter they have in the UFC.
Is that Brie's father?
And yeah. And he is a very arrogant, cocky, douchebag fighter because he knows he's that good. Mm-hmm. So when he gets in these fights, he acts like he's like Muhammad Ali with ducking and weaving and just laughing and
taunting and waving people on and
doing like cartwheels.
And basically, he finally came up against somebody that just finally caught him and knocked him out.
Is that what happened, or, you know, did he just like throw in the towel?
No, he was here's the thing. He was being a cocky, arrogant Paula Deen. And he got hooked.
Oh, you mean a nice
He got
white
knocked
lady?
The fuck out. He was on the ground, out cold. And in the fucking press conference afterwards, he was saying how he did it on purpose.
Okay.
You know, he doesn't want to be at that weight no more. Or sure. Some bullshit like that.
Okay.
He's run through the whole division. He's bored of it. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. So he did it. He's like, I took the fall.
Okay.
He's just trying to discredit the guy for knocking him out.
Uh-huh.
But
I'll check it out.
Yeah, I mean, Kev, you've seen him he's done it before. You've seen fights with him.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen fights with him too.
He was being the typical fighter that he is with that
douche walla.
Yeah. And the sad part for UFC is he basically said he did it on purpose. Like
that
totally
ruins credibility for UFC.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And no one's gonna want to pay for his fights no more.
Nope.
You know, for him being a douchebag like that. Yep. That's what I think anyway. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And they asked him, like, "Will you have a rematch?" He said, "No."
Whatever.
Retire.
Well, him and Dana White have had problems for a long time.
He just signed a 10-fight contract.
Yeah,
which they can opt out of. But
it's just guys hitting each other. I don't really understand.
No, exactly. If you want to watch a real sport, watch fucking wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking wrestling.
Yeah.
China.
Yeah. Ugh. no.
Dude, I watched that again.
Good night.
I'll see ya.
you actually did?
Yeah. I popped it back in. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
I never finished it. The only decent
part. I didn't
part,
start it.
The only decent part is the part with McMahon and fucking McMahon and her. That's the only decent scene. The rumble is horrendous.
Yeah. McMahon and
it's
McMahon.
Just her, it's just her on her hands and her ass just like getting fucking goblets of semen sprayed on her. And that's all she's doing.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh.
Pretty nastyola.
So nasty. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck me.
Oh, yeah.
Harder.
Fuck my Jay Leno chin.
Harder. That's all she's doing.
Oh, yeah.
There's no like sexual like, you know?
Like she looks like a blow-up
doll. I could be
doll.
A better chick porn.
Her skin is so tight over all her
gross.
Fake body parts.
Like, I could be a better actress in a porn. If you guys fuck me, I can give you like the...
Wow.
You know?
Now she's I know
like,
what we're doing next
she's
show.
She's like, oh, yeah. Oh, that's the spot. You're hitting my G-spot. You're hitting my prostate.
Prostate.
I feel so good I could shit.
Just shove it in where I poo.
All right, we will be back on Thursday.
I just want to coat your cock and cocky.
Oh. If you're listening live, stay tuned.
Yeah.
See you next time.
I want to fuck you.